Now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehill Mount Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll. After three wins from this past week, and coach, will start off with the most exciting win from this past week, a great atmosphere at home. You win a final score of 48-45 against Jefferson County North. That was last Friday. You guys made some clutch shots at the end of the contest, stayed super composed. Your overall thoughts on this one?
Yeah, that was, like you said, that was probably one of the best high school atmosphere basketball games we've been a part of here. We kind of reflected on it the next time we had practice that Monday, to just how fun that game was overall. I mean, it was packed gym, loud. You had an overtime game. I mean, that's what high school sports are all about, especially small town high school sports. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was the top two teams currently in girls league playing that game. So I was really proud of just how kind of composed our girls were, and that the moment wasn't too big for them. And, there was a lot of swings in that game. I think the largest lead either side got to six. It was a tight game from beginning to end. To get to overtime was quite a ride, but, got to overtime. We hit some big shots late and several girls stepping up to score. It was just all the things. It was fun to see. And we talked to the girls at the game. They'll remember for a long time just cause the environment, the opponent, the stakes of that game. It was super fun. So I was really proud of them for that.
And you said you played pretty solid against Oskaloosa as well. That was back on Tuesday night. You won that one 51-38, and then you guys were able to get a win over Valley Falls and not play your best is what you tell me, but you guys have just been able to get wins because you guys have had your girls step up in big time moments, and you've had multiple scorers usually have double digit scoring, and then you usually have about 5, 6, or 7 times 8 girls that get on the board. So you guys have really amped up your scoring across the board.
Yeah, that's been kind of the best part of the funnest part of our season, at least, is I think our team's averaging right at or right under 50 points a game, which for our league can do a lot for you. But we have very few girls averaging even double digits. So our individual numbers aren't great, but a lot of the girls are sacrificing that for the team. We've had, I think throughout the year, there's been 4 or 5 different girls lead us in scoring in a game. The last couple games, we've had 7 in the box score. And just different girls are picking their spots, right? One game we may need some perimeter scoring. One game we need some inside scoring. I mean, several girls have just had phenomenal games recently. So I'm really proud of how, you know, they might sacrifice an individual moment for the team moment. And that's kind of why we're sitting in the position we are right now this late in the season of just our team numbers look pretty good. And our individual numbers, different girls can just step up each night and hit shots. And I was really proud, especially in our tie games recently, that we had girls go through kind of shooting slumps, but continue to stay confident, and people picking each other up. Just little stuff like that goes a long way, I think.
Coach, you guys have a chance to put a stamp on the NEKL League here in this upcoming 3 games. You guys are 11-0. You're 2 games ahead of second place Jefferson County North. They are 9-2. And you have games on the road at Jackson Heights. And the Cobras, as of right now, they're very up and down. They're right in the middle. They're 4-6. Then you're at Valley Falls, so you guys just saw them. You just beat them. You have a chance to beat them again. They are 5-5 in fourth place. And you're at Pleasant Ridge, and arguably your biggest game of the year at that stage of the season. As of right now, they are 7-3 in third place. And then you finish up your season against the 2 teams that are in the bottom of the league. So a huge stretch here this week with 3 games on the road. And by the way, tomorrow's game will be on KNZA 103.9 FM, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And you can also watch it on the Cobra channel at msesports.net. So how important are these games in your eyes here?
Yeah, when you get into this grind of the season, I mean, we're about to do a 3-game week this week, a 3-game week next week. And the advantage we've had recently was we just played our 6th straight home game, which was awesome that we could play that many home games. But now you're going to pay for it now, because we're going to go 3 straight road games on Friday, Monday, Tuesday. So we're going to play 3 road games without a practice, which is extremely hard to do. We're playing decent, solid teams in these games too. So, with girls, you got kind of banged up, little injuries. We got sickness kind of running through us a little bit. This is the tough part of the season you got road games February. I mean, luckily the weather's nice. Sometimes when it's just cold outside, that makes it worse. But this is the grind of the season. So this will be really important that we're super focused, that we're locked in, that we're picking each other up, because they're going to be tired. They're going to be sore. They're going to be hurting and maybe battling even some sickness now and then. But when you play 3 straight away games and chance to kind of put a stamp on the league, it's going to be tough for us, because we know what the caliber of these teams can be and what they can do. I hope our girls will be ready. I think they're excited for the challenge.
Huge chance for the Ravens to possibly have the NEKL championship wrapped up before we reconvene coming up next week. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
That was Moorhill Man Academy girls head basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Amberwell Health.